Hi everyone, it's me again, Tom, and it's been a while that I made an English episode for you guys on the podcast Jinsevivu. So today I'm doing that again in a winter weather in BC this year, and it may or may not be the last English episode that we made for this year. But hopefully that this one will give you guys quite a new view of from another international student perspective in Vancouver. So first of all, we should welcome Angie for coming here, and thank you so much, Angie, for being my guest for the podcast today. Can you introduce a little about yourself and also how about your study background here as well? Hi, Angie.
Hello, my name is E. I'm from Indonesia. And last year, I decided to come here to Canada to continue my study. I studied 2D animation right now, but last year I took animation concept art. And yeah, I'm hoping I could get like a better opportunity here than in Indonesia in terms of animation and art.
That's interesting, because like, you know, normally like surrounding me, just like my friends and also me, we're just majoring in business, and it's actually a rare case that I know someone who major in like a completely different industry, you know, like maybe sometimes in engineering is kind of like somehow relates to business, but for me like animations and 3D designs is actually like off the industry, you know, like another one. Yeah, I mean, like, you guys know what? Because like, I have had a chance to know Angie since we used to stay in the same homestay, right? And then, you know, like, I mean, at that time, it's actually a perfect time for us to know each other, because like, it's like during summer last year, right, Angie? And then we just like have a lot of times to like hang out together. And you know why? Because like Angie and I both into the like the nature, you know, we just like she, like, you know, one of the very special hobbies of Angie that I really kind of like admire her and also really like feel like attractive about that, because like she really loved sketching things in a cafe. You know, like I have a very curious question for you, Angie. Like normally, like how long do you spend in a cafe to just like doing those sketching papers, like the drawings, like normally?
I try not to sit more than 1 hour because I feel bad for like, especially when the cafe is like crowded. So I try not to sit there more than 1 hour, but sometimes if I'm drawing something more like detailed, it can take me up to like 1.5 hours.
1.5 hours, like maximum 1.5 hours for one painting, right? Wow. And do you normally give out those paintings for the store owner, like, hi, I have like a kind of a pretty sketch for your cafe view, do you mind seeing that and kind of like give me feedback, something like that? Do you ever do that before?
No. No, I'm
you know what, actually, next time when I go with you, I will take that chance. I will help you to do that, because I feel like it's actually like a big waste of time and effort, and you know, like it's a big waste of your time as well, because like you're so talented in drawing and then nobody really knows about that because you don't want to share it, right? But now I feel like I need to do that, you know, because like it's a good opportunity. So what, maybe like you guys can wait, and then maybe it's like in the future, like in a year or two, you guys can see like a very well-known artist, Indonesian artist in Canada.
I think it's too much.
Oh, and I actually kind of want to share your Instagram account, like your drawing account, once this episode uploads. I want to kind of like want to include that link for the audience to see your portfolio. Is that okay? Your art portfolios?
Yeah sure
That's a good chance. Okay, so back to the main topic. Okay, we kind of like off topic, it's okay. The second part I want to ask you is like, you just talk a little bit about your journey of coming to Canada for studying, so I just kind of feel like Do you have anything to elaborate on that? Like, how did you choose Canada as your destination for studying abroad? Or is that because your parents want you to study here? Or is that just like a backup plan, something like that? Can you share a little bit more about that?
Yeah, actually, I really have no idea about Canada, or like, I don't really have any plan to come to Canada at all. Until like after high school, I need to know what I should take for university. What major should I go for, right? So, and then I found out, oh, I want to do animation. And from that, I found out that the big studios, animation studios, are in the United States, but it's very expensive there. School are very expensive. So I search for like a good school, but like close to the US. And then I found out Canada, and there's like a few good animation schools in Canada, so I went here instead.
So it's like actually like a better budget plan, right? It's like still a very good school, but like kind of like with more affordable tuition fee, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's actually a very common reason for many students to choose Canada over the US right now, because we feel like it's like both of the countries are in North America, and then we have a very kind of like similar economic kind of like, even though I know like UNAS say it's like somehow better than Canada in some aspect, but like overall I feel like living here is also like a very good place for us to have like a decent life, you know, and also decent working conditions, you know, kind of things like that. But I wonder, because like when you told me that you kind of like, I asked you in person before about this one, but when you told me that you kept like designing like game kind of animations, I did ask you like, why didn't you choose Japan instead? Because like in my case, even though I'm not really have a good knowledge about that, I know like in Japan they are very well known with the 3D animations or movies and things like that.
In Japan, they have a lot of animation studios, and they specialize in like anime, and it's really really difficult for a foreigner to work in the animation studios in Japan. And they also get like, they don't get paid really well, so they work hard and they don't get paid that well. Meanwhile, in like Canada, they pay you well, and it's not fair, the industry.
This makes sense. I know. Because like because in Japan, I mean like the industry there is actually very well known, and then you know like all of the people who are like well known artists, they want to come there and like have like make a decent life there. But I think like because of that reason, so it's too competitive compared to the opportunity costs that we have to pay for to be there. I mean, that makes sense. Okay, so my third question for you is that if just make like an imagination kind of imaginative comparisons, is that like how it's different from kind of studying here in Canada that is different from you studying back then in Indonesia, like from your perspective? Like it doesn't have to be very academic, you know, just like personal, social life, something like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of differences, but I'm not sure if I can compare them, because in Indonesia I'm like in high school, middle school. Meanwhile, here I'm in university, so it's already different from that. But I think overall, like the people here are more, I'm not sure if I can say this,
more open.
People, people in Indonesia, I feel like they're more judgmental.
Okay. Yeah. It's okay. It's
yeah, that's
personal view, guys. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I think that's like one thing. I mean, it's not always a bad thing, but when I came here, I'm pretty surprised that people just don't care about you. People just care about themselves, right? Like, we all just do our own thing. And for people who's like maybe like an introvert like me, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, oh my gosh. I mean, like, my kind of view is very similar to yours, because I'm also an introvert as well. Even though right now I'm not really like an introvert, but I'm actually an introvert. I enjoy being by myself, like not really into talking with strangers, right? So I feel like living here in Canada give me kind of a freedom of being a single person more than me back in Vietnam. It's like a lot of funny story.
Like, but here you can.
Yeah. Like, here you can do anything you want. Like, no one really care about that, right? Like, you can just, like, maybe go around and dance, you know, kind of, like, jumping, dancing on the street, and no one really cares. No one will say, like, what is this girl doing? Like, can you stop it? They don't really mind that. So, I mean, like, oh, yeah. It's actually, like, good things. Wait, like, then I have a question. Have you ever imagined that you will go back to Indonesia to continue your major instead of continue to do that in Canada? Like, doing the animation thingy in university? No,
like, in Indonesia, the I don't think they really appreciate art than like people here. So if you work in any kind of like art industry in Indonesia, let it be like graphic design or like any kind of art related, it's really
limited.
It's really hard to get it's really hard to get the job, and it's hard to get paid well for the job that you do. So
yeah. I mean, yeah, it's kind of, it's not the same. Like, I mean, actually in Vietnam I know a lot of companies and also the industry of like gaming kind of developing quite fast right now. But I think like in Indonesia, actually like that case, yeah, it's not very common, popular, like people making animation there, right?
Yeah, but like I think nowadays it's improving. I've seen a lot of communities in Indonesia that like gather together and like talk about illustration, art. So it's getting better.
I mean, like, yeah, we're going to see a positive side of, yeah. Maybe, like, I don't know, like, maybe in, like, 5 or 10 years, maybe there will be more chance for you to see of your potential career in Indonesia. Like, who knows, right? Yeah, but back then, like, I want to go back to the topics of, like, the difference between here, Canada, and in your hometown country, which is Indonesia. I mean, like, you share that you gain a lot from studying here, from like your personal life, your freedom of kind of like doing whatever you want, and also like the academic life. But like, have you ever kind of list this out or just thought about the opportunity cost? Because I mean, I mentioned that word before, right? It's like, have you ever thought about like the minus point of choosing to live in an overseas country? It doesn't have to be Canada, but it's like, yeah, just live not like in your home, like your mother country anymore. What is the things that you have to pay for?
I think by coming here, it's like you have to come out from your comfort zone, and especially it's hard in the first time. When I came here, I know no one. Like, I don't have family, I don't have friends here, so it's kind of hard. I think that's like the first thing that really hits me when I came here. But after that, I think I became more comfortable. So I guess that's just one thing, yeah, it's the loneliness at first.
Well, okay. Yeah, it's, yeah, I mean, that's very, actually very similar for every international student. So I heard that a lot. Maybe like not from you guys, also from myself as well. I often write down the things that I feel like I wish I could do more with my family and friends before I come in here. Maybe like spending more time with them, cooking at home. Like right now, I really miss my mom cooking like those childhood food for me, like for the last few weeks of the year and also for New Year as well, you know, because like, is there a Lunar New Year holiday in Indonesia, by the way, by any means?
Yeah,
right? We also have that in Vietnam. And I mean, we all miss that, right? Because like, you don't have a chance to go back at the exact same time that the festival is happening in our country. So I miss that a lot. I really miss the traditions of giving lucky money and then doing banjin, wrapping the swear rice cake. I think you tried that before in our home state, like the sticky rice cake, like the swear. I mean, before when I was in Vietnam, I really dreaded of eating that thing because it's so oily and it's so heavy. It's like very carbs heavy because it's made from sticky rice and like braised pork. But right now, I really miss the taste of that. I mean, like, I can eat the whole thing right now if you give me one, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah. Same. Makes sense.
Do you guys have, like, the cookies and all the sweets in the table?
Oh, yeah. right. Wait, like, what is the, normally, what is the traditional food that you guys often eat in Indonesia during the Lunar New Year holiday?
I'm not sure if this is like traditional.
Just from your family, like, it doesn't have to be.
They always have this for the sweets. We always have this like we call it nastar. So the inside is pineapple paste, like it's like sweet pineapple paste in the middle, and outside it's like cookies.
Wow,
it's really nice
dessert. Oh, that's so good. How about the main dish?
Yeah,
like the main course meal.
Oh, we always make it's called babi hong, so it's pork. It's like pork,
crispy pork.
How do I say it? Do you want me to search first?
Oh, yeah, okay, sure. you can search that. Hey, I thought you guys would eat the crispy pork, the what is that? Something like about pork, like the, I forgot the name.
So it's basically a braised pork belly. Yeah, so it's basically like pork belly braised in soy sauce and garlic.
Oh
yeah.
You know what? It's actually, you know what? You have to like get out of the background so that you can show me the picture. I can somehow not see that. It's okay. You can send me later, and then I can kind of describe that in the description for the audience. But like, I mean, the background doesn't want to show us the phone. It's just our face. We have like, you know. It's actually like we also have a similar kind of meal, like the braised pork, also in soy sauce and also with coconut water, and we also put in the duck eggs, like the cooked duck eggs, and I would just kind of like cook that for around 3 or 4 hours. I mean, to make sure that the eggs change the color to the golden brown.
Oh, yeah.
Of the broth, you know, it's really good, and we often eat that just from my family. We often eat that with watermelon, and also what is our dish called? It's like vegetable. It's like sour vegetables. Like we mix that with vinegar, you know, the bean sprout carrots, you know that. It's really good.
I think we have the same like similar.
It's
dishes.
The same.
Right?
It's so
yeah,
good.
With them.
I'm not really hungry right now because Gwen will describe that. Oh my gosh. Okay. Wait, okay, so back to the question that you just answered. I mean, when I heard about the things that you say you don't really have, like, know how to connect with friends here, like, have you ever thought about making f new friends by sharing your hobbies? Because I know that you have a hobby of like drawing, you know, or maybe somehow like playing games or designing games. And have you ever talked about like a classmate about that? Kept like introducing yourself, like, oh, I'm come from Indonesia and this is like my portfolio data. I think it's
Yeah, I
also.
think I do that because I guess like I mean in my class it's all animation students, so we all draw, so we all like have the same kind of hobby. We all love to like draw outside and talk about animation, so it's like good. But I guess in the same time, sometimes that's the only thing you can talk about because you don't really connect outside, like outside animation and drawing. You can't really talk about anything else, but they're really good people, so I like my classmates.
Yeah, like nice classmate or somehow colleagues, right? Yeah. I mean, yeah, I can somehow relate to that because this happened to me sometime as well, especially when we study in university where the class size is like so big and you just have around like 5 to 6 minutes to talk to the one who is like beside you, maybe about like class discussions or just like a brief introductions, and then boom, like you guys forgot about each other, like you guys don't have a chance to meet each other again, and you don't really want to do that as well. So I mean, like it's just kind of hard to make like a friend so like you guys can be close or like hang out after school because we are like really busy, right? So I mean, like I can
Yeah,
relate
that's
to
right.
that. It's also happened to me sometimes, but you know what, I mean, like we can always try, you know, if you feel like there's someone that you feel like you're really into their passions, their interests, and you feel like you guys share a lot of like similar things, you can try to like ask them to go to a cafe that sketch a view with you know, like share with them their hobbies. I often do as well, and that's how I kind of form a group of 4 to 5 members right now to do podcasts, because we all love to talk. We love to talk about, like, you know, like before we talk every day when we was like in a same homestay. We talk day and night, and I don't know why, because like I'm so introverted when I go out, but when I was with my friends right now, I talk nonstop. I talk like I'm a crazy person. Like, I cannot stop talking when I was with them. I don't know why. It's so funny. Like, do you often be like that with your friends? And you talk nonstop and you're
Yeah,
really comfortable.
I guess you like an introvert person can be talkative when you're with the right person. Like if you're comfortable enough, then you can like talk a lot.
I mean, like, yeah, we can talk even more than an extroverted person, you know, because like I mean,
Yeah.
how can we talk
That's
for
true.
3 hours straight with like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. It's good. And so you like that's one occasion when I, you and another friend, we talked for like 3 hours straight in a cafe. Remember that time? Yeah. Remember
Yeah.
that time? I mean, like we almost forgot it that we are like in public space, and then we just like talk like we don't remind each other, and I mean like they don't remind us as well because like we're in Canada, and then they don't just like mind their own business. So it's actually a good time and people. Yeah. So okay,
Yeah.
it's kind of a lot of things that we just share with each other right now. Do you have any kind of advice that you wanna give to the audience who are like are kind of studying abroad like us, maybe in Canada or like in Asia or Europe, and or like someone who are going to do so in the near future?
I guess be prepared to come out from your comfort zone. And it may be lonely at first, but don't worry because I think you will find your group of friends here, and you can experience new things, and it will be fun.
Oh, I love the idea that you say, be with your group of friends here. It's actually mm-hmm. like a really good thing to maybe have like talk a little bit more about, because like when I heard about that thing, I just feel like we should find our own tribe, you know, tribe, right? Like
yeah.
the people mm-hmm. who share, like we have the like-minded ideas, and people who yes. we feel like really comfortable talking with, maybe like sleep in each other, like room place, you know,
mm-hmm.
it should be that close that we can feel like we form a very slightly comfortable life here, even though we don't live with our family, but we have our friends who are like really
yeah.
a part of our family members, right? Yeah, I think that's a meaningful way. I mean, I talked to several friends before, but like no one really mentioned that one. But when you mentioned that, I mean, it's, oh my gosh, finally someone thought about those kind of like
yeah.
close friend relationship. Yeah, and then just try to make it meaningful, you guys, because who knows, maybe in a year or two you guys may be apart from each other, like you guys will have a different path of life, and
mm-hmm.
like yeah, but like just enjoy the moment that you guys are with each other. I mean, that's like, I mean, it's like way yeah. too old to talk about, but I think it makes sense. Okay, yeah, so I mean, yeah, those kind of advice about forming a group of friends here is really beneficial for, especially for the newcomers. So if you guys like are about to go into Canada or maybe going to another country to study or work, you guys can just somehow take this advice as a friendly advice, you know, just like try some things new and like meet new people. I mean, like it's somehow intimidating somehow, because like you have to meet new people, you have to talk with all of the kind of like different cultural backgrounds, right? And mm-hmm. sometimes, I mean, I wanna also mention the bad, like the minus side of that one as well, because like sometimes you will meet the bad people, like the one who is not really wanna know you for the good reason, right? So like yeah, sometimes we meet those kind of people, but just move on, just kind of like ignore them somehow, like stop them from surpass your limit and kind of like move on, because you know, like it's not here that have only good people, they also have bad people here as well, but it's just yourself how you be aware of that, because you have like protect yourself from the dangers, right? We should
yeah.
be self-awareness, self-aware about that. Okay, well, I kind of want to end the podcast right now, because I know that we are doing that during Christmas time, and then I'm very grateful that you guys, I like Angie and also you guys also spend time to doing those kind of podcasts with us during the holiday vibe, and then thank you so much for like spending your time to be here today. And yeah, for you guys, I also wish you guys a Merry Christmas as well, and Merry Christmas to Angie as well. Yeah, thank you so much, Angie.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, okay, so I will see you guys for the next episode. We will upload this one very soon, maybe after Christmas time, maybe, but yeah, it should be somehow close to the holiday time for you guys to hear that. And yeah, so thank you so much, you guys, for listening. And also, I will see you soon. Bye. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.